A very noble way to begin our Tuesday morning together here on Kansas Public Radio. Two movements from Handel's Concerto Grosso No. 4, played by the Canadian Brass. Good morning, I am Destiny. I hope you're all well on this Tuesday. We are going up to 60 today, yay, before the temperatures start to drop. So let's all enjoy the warm weather while we can. This hour, I decided the Baroque and some nobility would be really nice. And even a little bit next hour, I do have some pretty funny treats in the third hour this morning. Right now, we are going to take a listen to a Bach Brandenburg Concerto, number 2, played in a very Baroque style. And then after that, some Bach played in not so much of a Baroque style. It'd be an interesting comparison. This particular recording features E. Musici Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2. It is right now for you on Kansas Public Radio. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 here on Kansas Public Radio with E. Musici. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. It is 43 degrees outside. That was a beautiful Baroque version of Bach's Brandenburg Concerto. I mentioned we would listen to another little ditty by Bach, but played in not such a Baroque style. Misha Majsky, a cellist who is currently alive, a beautiful cellist. He does a gorgeous job with this Bach. I think you're really going to like it. But first, I have to tell you, because it's coming up soon, KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is celebrating 30 years. Wow, 30 years on the air, February 27th and 28th in Lawrence, and you're invited. Join us for a weekend of live music, parties, seminars. For a complete schedule, you can check out kansaspublicradio.org. And this is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. And speaking of our great sponsors, support for classical music on KPR comes from Bridge Haven in Lawrence, providing family-style memory care in a home environment and 24-hour nursing care on site. More information is at mybridgehaven.com. All right, time for a Bach solo cello suite. Yes, indeed, number 6. With the great Misha Majsky on cello, here on Kansas Public Radio. Misha Majsky on cello here on Kansas Public Radio, performing Bach's Cello Suite No. 6. I'm Destiny, and I've got more music coming up for you next hour. We are on our way up to 60 degrees today. Thanks for being here with me. Don't go anywhere, because I've got an interview next hour, too. It's going to be quite fun here on KPR. Some interesting music to calm you down, I suppose. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli's.com. It is about 10:01. NPR News is up next. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Them imprisoned. President Trump travels to Detroit today to address a meeting of the city's business leaders. The president's visit comes as the city opens its annual showcase of the automotive industry. From member station WDET, Quinn Kleinfelter has more.
Trump is set to speak at an invitation-only meeting of the Detroit Economic Club and is expected to tour a Ford Motor Company factory. Trump has frequently appeared in the swing state of Michigan, arguing his use of tariffs would aid Detroit's signature auto industry and help return manufacturing back to the U.S. Tariffs have increased costs for automakers, even with carve-outs for the industry. Trump also eased Biden-era emission standards and erased tax credits designed to promote electric vehicles. His handling of the economy is seen as a key issue in the state's congressional and gubernatorial races this year. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down more than 310 points at 49,276. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. The King of Ormus Overture here on Kansas Public Radio by Salieri, the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. Hi there. I am Destiny. It is 10:07, 10:08 almost. We are 47 degrees outside, going up to 60. We have an hour of noble music, and I've got an interview coming up with a local musician, and next hour, some fruity sweet treats. And by the way, speaking of local musicians in our community, I would love to give a shout out. We have a community spotlight each month, and this month it's on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka. They offer recycling and composting services, package-free groceries, and locally grown food. More details are at fullcirclesustainability.org. All right. Franz Liszt, Hungarian Rhapsody No. 5 is 10 minutes of exciting drama. I've got Antal Durati conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Let's enjoy it together here on KPR. Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 5 here on Kansas Public Radio, Antal Durati and the London Symphony Orchestra. I'm Destiny. It is 49 degrees here in Lawrence, and our lovely people, Stephanie Henry and Tim Thomas, are in studio, and we are going to chat while I welcome them with the handle Music for the Royal Fireworks, and then we will actually all talk to you about one of their upcoming concerts. So, right now, let's take a listen to the Canadian Brass and Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks, and I'll be back with you in 10 minutes here on KPR. Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks here on Kansas Public Radio by the Canadian Brass. The entrance music for Stephanie Henry and Tim Thomas. We are joined right now by two wonderful people from Thin Air Productions. And Stephanie, I'd love for you to tell us about Thin Air Productions. You have a concert coming up on the 17th at 3 p.m., St. Mary's Episcopal. You told me some great things about Thin Air, why it's named that, the purpose of it. So I'm just going to let you take it away.
Cool. Yeah, this was probably about 3 years ago. We've been getting together since just before COVID, took COVID off, started up again. Recently became official as a 501c3 organization, but we didn't really have a name. And I was speaking with a musician friend of mine who has since left the area, and she said, "I love these concerts. I love what you guys do. And I mean, how do you? It seems like you just pull these people out of thin air and give concerts."
Yeah.
And I thought, bingo.
That is a bingo. That's great.
Yeah. And we rehearse the week before the concert because the people who play and sing have other rehearsals they have to go to. So I try to program off season, January, June, maybe. And so we rehearse the week before. Our purpose is to, number one, use professional musicians who are in the area, and there's plenty of those we know, to offer musical selections that aren't obvious, that the audience isn't going to come in and say, "Oh, I just heard this with, you know, the whatever, Chamber Music Society or something." Things that are a little bit off the beaten track, but of course, important contributions to the repertoire. And our concerts are free of charge, so anyone can come and not feel that that's an object. And we offer some personal program notes.
Yes, I've decided are very relatable.
Yes, and
by what you told me,
it's not just me, but occasionally one concert when Eric.
Oh, it's okay.
Violinist.
I'm terrible with names. It's all right. Just violinist is good.
Yeah, but if he's listening, sorry. he got up and did program notes for, we did a concert of Samuel Barber, and he did great notes for the Adagio for strings that he played. So.
Yeah, I love you. We were talking a little bit, your purpose to have local musicians and support them. All the musicians are paid, and I actually notice your roster. You've got quite a few members from the Kansas City Symphony and a lot of singers that I recognize, some people that I've even performed with. So this sounds like it's going to be a really good concert. One of the things that we're actually going to listen to coming up in just a minute is a sextet for wind, quintet, and piano by Poulenc. And as I told you, Stephanie, it took me a minute to find a recording in our library. It's not popularly recorded. I mean, there are recordings, but it's not. It's off the beaten path, but it's gorgeous.
It is.
Yeah.
Poulenc has written, he wrote in numerous genres. So, you know, this is by no means representative of everything he wrote. I happen to love that sextet. We have a great group of players. Oh my goodness. And I think it will be a new piece for most audience members. As you said, this is not often heard.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great. Do you? Could you tell us about more that's on your program? I see some foray and
there is. Well, I'll start at the top, since at this point that's what
it's all
see
in order
in
your brain.
the concert will open with the sextet, and then It will be followed by the choir. They're doing a portion, and they're going to do the setting of O Magnum Mysterium by Tomás Luis de Victoria. And you may think, what's he doing in a program of Poulenc? Well, I want people to understand that many composers set the same texts, and I thought this would be a good juxtaposition. Renaissance setting, style, etc., and then Poulenc's setting, which is very different.
Very different.
And so, yes, then we continue with the four Poulenc motets, pour le temps de Noël.
Wow.
Four motets for Christmas time.
Nice.
These are gorgeous. You don't hear them frequently. They're very difficult. You can't just sight read through them. It's an effort.
Sounds like a treat to come
yes,
here.
Yes, it is, and they're beautiful. These settings are like they're like musical paintings of the what the text is expressing.
Nice.
You know, it's not so much the meaning of the text, but it's like, oh, I see the stars in this music. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, yes, that's perfect music for the star, or this is perfect music for today Christ is born.
Yeah, sounds very exciting.
It's great.
Good.
And then we close with Poulenc's organ concerto.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, for strings and timpani. He had interesting ideas about instrumental groups.
The organ at St. Mary's, that'll be great.
Yes, it
and
will.
And that church is such a great space. I've played in there before. It's just the
it's
most
wonderful.
Beautiful acoustic, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I love even, you know, you were talking about how you have an educational element to what you do, educating the community. I love even you've got like the side-by-side comparison for the audience to come and learn. That's great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
It's super. So again, this concert is the 17th at 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal. It's free. St. Mary's Episcopal is downtown Kansas City, Holmes and 13th. I've been there. It's pretty easy to get off of from the highway. And then Thin Air. This is your website. Okay, I underscored the dot. It's Thin Air dot Productions. You got to get the dot Productions, folks. Thin Air dot Productions. They are a nonprofit, so I am assuming you rely on donations from the community when they come to those concerts too.
Yeah.
So I would encourage everyone to get out there and come to the concert. Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Well, at this church, St. Mary's Episcopal, there are numerous signs in the parking lot behind the church, south of the church, that say something about paying to park.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore those.
Right. I remember that, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to for concerts.
And there's a huge lot, a municipal lot, right across the street north of the church.
Right. Yeah.
And you can park in there for concerts and on the weekends.
I'm glad you brought that up. People are very concerned about parking. That's great. Well, so people can get sort of a flavor of what's going to be at your concert. I've got the New Jersey Chamber Music Society performing Poulenc's Sextet for Wind, Quintet, and Piano right now. So we'll take a listen, and then I'll remind our listeners afterwards again exactly where and how they can hear you. So thanks for being here on Kansas Public Radio. Gorgeous music by Poulenc here on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. That was his sextet for wind, quintet, and piano, which you can go hear live and in person the 17th at 3 p.m. at St. Mary's Episcopal in downtown Kansas City. It's at Holmes and 13th. Thin Air Productions is putting it on. And if you were here just a bit ago, I had the pleasure of speaking with Stephanie Henry from Thin Air Productions. They are a nonprofit, and they've got a great concert coming up this weekend featuring a lot of local musicians, even from the Kansas City Symphony. So you are sure to hear things there that you have not heard before. Music of Poulenc and more. Again, the 17th at 3 p.m., St. Mary's Episcopal. Up next, since I said our music would be noble this hour before we get into some fruity sweet treats next hour, How about a fanfare for the Archbishop? Archbishop, if I can say it right, it'll be even more noble. Here on Kansas Public Radio, Michael Murray on organ. I just love the way the organ rings. And the organ at St. Mary's Episcopal is fantastic. I encourage you all to go check out that free concert, the 17th at 3 p.m., Holmes and 13th in downtown Kansas City, Thin Air Productions. For now, a little tarantella into the next hour on KPR. Isn't that fun? Carl Joachim Andersen's Tarantella with Kylie Zappo on flute and Matthew Mazzoni on piano. I'm Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. I keep teasing that sweet treat. Well, it's a pineapple. Start guessing now what the music is. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. It is 51 degrees, folks. We are supposed to get up to 60 today. We shall see. A lot of fun music in store for you next hour, and something by Hayden, not Haydn, coming up right after the news on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi. Social media, Zelensky said he hopes Ukraine's allies will speed up aid already promised to the country. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, KU.
You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses. From retailers to tradespeople, Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. A Gala Night at Windsor Castle here on Kansas Public Radio by the composer Hayden Wood. Gavin Sutherland and the BBC Concert Orchestra. Hi there, I'm Destiny, and this is our last hour this morning together, but never fear, Jeff Watson has some great music in store for you this afternoon. Ooh, speaking of the BBC, at around 11:45, the English Chamber Orchestra will be playing A Suite for Us by John Ireland. That'll be nice, but I suppose your dear old host Destiny better come clean about what on earth is this fruity music she's talking about. Well, it's actually Sir Arthur Sullivan's Pineapple Pole music from the ballet, and Pineapple Pole isn't a fruit. It's actually the character of one of the females, one of the main characters. And this particular music is pretty funny. I would say it's a humorous pastiche of all of Gilbert and Sullivan's operettas. So I think you'll enjoy it. It's pretty funny. I like it. And I thought the 11 a.m. hour could use some humor. So let's enjoy it together right now with Sir Charles McCarris and the London Philharmonic Orchestra on KPR. Quite the bombastic ending here on KPR. Sir Arthur Sullivan's Pineapple Pole, music from the ballet. Sir Charles McCarris conducting the London Philharmonic Orchestra. It is 52 degrees outside, and this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 90.3 Chanute, and a great concert coming up next week. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. I'm going to that. I can't wait. And I can't wait to listen to this Downland Suite by John Ireland. It is with the English Chamber Orchestra right now on KPR. John Ireland's Downland Suite here on Kansas Public Radio with the English Chamber Orchestra. It is almost noon. It's 55 degrees here in Lawrence, going up to 60, and then winter starts to return in the next few days. Did you know that we are celebrating 30 years of the Retro Cocktail Hour, the 27th and 28th of February? Indeed! Check out schedules and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org. It's going to be a very fun weekend with Daryl Brogdon. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Winter is here, and it won't be going anywhere for a while. So why not warm up with stories that take you places?
Butterflies hover over the purple lavender flowers.
And guests that aren't afraid to turn up the heat.
You must keep it at all times above 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Stay toasty and informed every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas for KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org. I'm Destiny. It is noon. NPR News is up next. Thanks so much for being here with me this morning. Jeff Watson in after the news with more classical music for you here on KPR.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh.